With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Visiting North Carolina today, Vice President Harris will unveil her economic program. It's said to include price controls on food and groceries. Former President Trump calls them communist price controls. He says it's an acknowledgement of the failure of Bidenomics.
Grocery prices have skyrocketed. Cereals are up 26%. Bread is up 24%. Butter is up 37%. Baby formula is up 30%. Flour is up 38%. And eggs are up 46%. And many items are up at much higher rates than that.
President Biden is applauding the outcome of Medicare drug price negotiations.
Kamala, I both get it. You know, it isn't just about health care. It's about your dignity. No, it's about your dignity. It's about peace of mind.
Critics say it's about Soviet-style price controls amounting to an election year gimmick. Also at SRNnews.com, another shocking case highlighting the dangers posed by a wide-open southern border, and every state is a border state.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Gianfranco Torres Navarro, the leader of Los Killers, who was wanted for 23 killings in Peru, was arrested in Endicott, New York. That's about 145 miles northwest of New York City. According to the agency, known as ICE, Torres Navarro entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. ICE says it moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. I'm Norman Hall.
Some nice gains yesterday on Wall Street being followed up this morning by stock futures moving higher. Right now, the Dow futures are up 55 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 54 points, and the S&P futures are up 8 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. A warning about religious freedom abroad.
Foreign governments are spreading lies about Christians as a pretext to restricting their rights, so says the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Its latest report adds that, quote, government misinformation or disinformation can increase the risk of violence that targets religious minorities. The commission says the regimes of China, India, and Russia are three of the worst purveyors of religious disinformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' parental rights campaign will figure in his state's local elections. The Republican has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties this cycle. And he's targeted 14 incumbent members he wants voted out. It's part of his agenda to counter woke ideology in the public schools and to allow parents more control over what kinds of material their kids are exposed to in class. The parental rights movement is picking up momentum all across the country. This is SRN News. Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to get by with less water from the Colorado River again next year.
It's happening after the U.S. government Thursday announced water cuts preserving the status quo. Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the imperiled river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
Hurricane Ernesto continues on a course toward Bermuda, where hurricane warnings have been posted. The hurricane's winds have been clocked at 85 miles per hour, some higher gusts. It's feared Ernesto could swamp Bermuda with up to a foot of rain starting later today. The storm could also stir up dangerous rip currents along the U.S. East Coast this weekend. More details, SRNnews.com.